The UN-backed Electoral Complaints Commission said that ballots from 10% of polling stations in Afghanistan's presidential vote would have to be recounted because of possible fraud. The announcement came as the European Union voiced concerns over the August election, as Lydia O'Kane reports.
At a meeting in Brussels, German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier said the EU was pushing for an investigation into all fraud allegations during Afghanistan's elections. His comments came as the UN-backed Electoral Complaints Commission said that ballots from 10% of polling stations in Afghanistan's presidential vote would have to be recounted because of possible fraud. EU foreign ministers debated on Tuesday how the 27-nation bloc can better deliver aid to rebuild the country once a new government is formed. The bloc fears doubts about the Afghan regime's electoral legitimacy would make it more difficult to justify the military effort and spending billions in EU aid. Calls for Afghanistan's next government to take security into its own hands are mounting, with several EU governments expressing concern that there is no apparent exit strategy. Some EU foreign ministers even called for plans to pull out of Afghanistan to be drawn up by 2013. Sweden's Foreign Minister Carl Bildt, whose country holds the rotating EU presidency, said a transition from military to political engagement with Afghanistan was needed.
We are engaged in a long-term effort to help to build some sort of stability in that country. It's not going to be easy, it's not going to be fast, it's not going to be cheap, but I think it's essential for the people of Afghanistan.
Bildt also discussed the prospects for progress for upcoming talks on Iran's nuclear program, which are scheduled for October the 1st, stressing that the meeting was just a first step.
The fact that there will be a meeting is a positive step. I wouldn't make too much of it, but it's a small positive step.
The European Union's top diplomat, Javier Solana, told reporters on Tuesday the meeting will most probably be held in Turkey. The six powers, the US, the UK, France, Germany, China and Russia, are hoping to make progress on the long-running standoff with Iran over the scale of its nuclear ambitions. The talks will be the first since negotiations stalled last year. Tehran has said it will not negotiate on its sovereign right to nuclear energy, but if that were recognised, Iran was ready to discuss any issue at the talks, including ways of upholding non-proliferation globally. I'm Lydia O'Kane.